one to which we're often blind. Inherited by ancient Rome, rekindled in the European Renaissance, faith in the Greek version of realism persisted through time. And as the reverence for the classical style grew, it would be invested with even greater meaning. Not just as a model for figurative art to aspire to, but nothing less than a barometer of civilization itself. To understand the forces at work, we have to follow in the footsteps of the classical bodies that left their original habitat of Greece and Rome. And by the 18th century, had found themselves in distinctly foreign worlds, adorning the mansions and palaces of Northern Europe. Sion House was once the fashionable country house of the first Duke and Duchess of Northumberland. In the mid-1700s, they transformed the house into a vivid and imagined expression of the classical world. Here, we're in the company of ancient bodies, both originals and imitations. And it can seem an oppressive space in which no other way of representing the human form is permitted. The climactic set piece of the house is in a central hall where two great masterpieces of ancient sculpture face off.